So the white stone is the stone that Moses struck to try to create the
and the water
the flipped
came
water.
Out. And no, he didn't try to create it. He struck the stone. He wasn't supposed to, but he did. Against the rules. And water came out of it. Okay, living water came out of it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was...
That's a white stone. That's a white stone. That's what happened.
Okay, and you said that this time you were going to strike the stone properly.
Correct. And so what should happen then? Water should come out of it.
The right way.
Yeah. And what did Jesus offer the Samaritan woman at the well?
Water.
What
living
kind of water?
Water. Living water.
Which will do what? Which will do what?
Properly hit the white stone.
No. Which will what? What was Jesus? Jesus offered the Samaritan woman water, and what did he tell her?
He said, when you drink of this water, you will never thirst again.
Again, ever. And what she had to do, she had to draw him some water out of the Samaritan well because they didn't get along, you see. And so he's like, bitch, get me some water. And if you do, then I'm going to give you some living water and you'll never be thirsty no more.
Is there something specific that the living water does to the body?
Yes, there's something very specific that the water does. The eye cells inside the axiom water, living water, has a pandemic effect in the cellular structure of the meat sack. It contains the cell or unlocks the in the angel diagram, it unlocks the lotus flower. Bob calls it, probably wrongly, the God cell. But we ain't going to fuss with Bob because it's locked down Bob rule.
Okay, well, you said that the shewbread sustains the God cells. So does right. The shewbread activate the God cells and sustain them? And then this changes those God cells. The living water changes the God cells?
The axiom water brings the cells into your body, eye cells into your body. The shewbread then opens up the rest of the complexity or the unfolding that allows the body to make its transition from a cellular level. You're already, now stop, because you're not, it's not like that. You're acting like this is some foreign thing, and it's not. You're already created in the image of God. You are already that. We're not making that. You are already that. It's just turning that on. It's applying this to the process. When you're a baby, they feed you milk off a titty. And that sustains you till you can grow and form. Then the next thing you know, you start eating meat. And you start bringing those amino acids and those proteins into your body. And your body responds in kind and converts that energy into muscle mass, into kinetic structure that has energy and power and lets you function. You can build that up or you can bring that down or you can have a muscle body or you can have a runner's build or you can be visceral, tactile, in whatever shape, form you end up, or you can just be morbidly obese and lay in the bed all day and eat sweet cakes. It's all right with us. But you do that to yourself, you see. You matriculate the meat sack body that we see now already is already perfect. So now, this thing that's what everybody's been prescribing of these foods that you're supposed to eat, can't eat, gotta eat, should eat, might eat it, back and forth, up, and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You're gonna eat right, live right, do right, die anyway. All of a sudden now that shifts and changes. Because the promise is that you don't have to. You just got to figure out how to do it. How to do it is to change the cellular structure. How do you do that? Well, you change the information to the cell. What is that? Ribonucleic acid. What does our ribonucleic acid do? It gives new information to the DNA. That's why you found out who the baby daddy is. New information to the cells, which changes those cells. Well, once those cells are changed, and we paralleled it to, say, a cancer cell, that's the only cells you got so far in the world that you can't get rid of. You got the cancer cells, you can put them in remission, but you can't get rid of them. They take a double-barrel butcher knife and cut them out. They get the radiation, chemotherapy, burning mustard, burning man, everything you can come up with to kill them cells, and they can't do it. So if you could find a body full of cancer cells that didn't kill you, boy, you'd live forever. Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun. Green giant.
Okay, well, you say that, and I had a note on the green giant.
Imagine that.
I'm not going to look for that.
Imagine that.
So this body is created in the image of God. This body is created in the image of God,
yes.
But something, it's a little man body until there's that shift or that transfer.
And the reason it's a little man body is because you separated from your power to solve the war, to solve the battle, to solve the issue. You did this to yourself. Now we're trying to get you back. But yeah. Because you shifted it out, you got to find a way to get back. That's how powerful you are. And that's pretty damn powerful. That you can undo yourself.
And that shift, does that shift from, say, a regular meat sack to an ascended meat sack occur when the shewbread is consumed or when the living water is consumed?
Both.
You require
the process and start with the shewbread, then add axiom water. But now, thank God that you had RNA drops the way you did and most of the complete formulas, because if you went straight off the cuff before the landscape changed, see, the world has changed since you began this. You noticed that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Had you started off 10 years, whatever that is, ago with this, it would have killed way more people than it would have helped. Because the world hadn't caught up to it. But now the world's caught up to it. Now it's all like Donkey Kong.
You said a while ago that shewbread would allow people to catch up.
Yes, that's right. Well, exactly right.
Will that allow people who have not engaged the other products before now to catch up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because, see, the landscape is changed.
Yes.
You're able to take tons more radiation now, just naturally, than you were before. There's no nutrition, zero nutrition in food. That's why Bob says you don't need to eat anymore. No nutrition in it anyway. I mean, you're just eating
right.
Something to do.
Yeah. There's no nutrition in the soil or however you want to say that. So it is like we're not eating food.
Correct.
That's good news.
So, does that mean you're supposed to start getting your protein out of a bottle of tequila now? Is that how that works?
Well, I guess you could if you wanted to.
Apparently.
Yeah.